CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. With today's slice, here is Christina Hariniuk.
Project here in this city called the Finding Rainbows Project, and recently they just had their summit, and I'm here with the project coordinator and operations manager for Rainbow Resource Center, Roberta Bishop. Can you let us know a little bit about what the Finding Rainbows Project is?
The Finding Rainbows Project is a project looking at addressing social isolation in the senior of the LGBT2SQ+ community. Part of the project is to have a summit as a way of drawing together members of the older adult community and let them know that they're not alone. We held the summit on November the 7th at Canada Inn's Polo Park and had about 115 people come. The older LGBT2SQ+ community are socially isolated. As we came out in the 60s and 70s, the lives were not exactly welcome. And so the friendships and the relationship now as we get older, they're not the same as our heterosexual counterparts in the community.
From the people who attended the event, what's the feedback?
The responses have been so enthusiastic and very, very positive. We got a really high rate of return on evaluations. We had maybe two comments of people that found something that they didn't like. And the opportunity to be able to explore and take a look and ask questions in a safe, comfortable environment about wills, about financial planning, and even just to share some stories.
Why is it so important to raise more awareness for socialization, especially for seniors in the community?
As one gets older and one loses family members, I'm privileged now to have a 90-year-old mother-in-law, but she's almost the last one of very few old friends left. And for many people who have not had perhaps a shared history within the LGBT community, we age, many become more socially isolated and withdrawn. It's not good for the human spirit and for the human heart. It's okay to recognize, yes, I like to have my alone time, but to be able to feel safe and mentally healthy and well, it's really important that we build a social web and a social framework.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.